It's time to swing hard with Coach Denny Barrett. Denny has recruited and coached some of the top athletes from around the world. During that time, Denny created the nationally renowned travel baseball program called Batters, which prepares young players to succeed at the high school and professional levels. In this podcast, Denny talks to coaches, comedians, actors, scouts, and Hollywood elites about sports, relationships, and life. Now here's Denny Barrett.
Torrance on Friday. At Torrance, they finished as a co-champs with somebody over there. They're there, and we'll be down there. We're going to show up. I found out. We're definitely going to show up. I think it's...
That's good news.
Yeah,
you're going to show up.
I think that's important to get there. I was thinking about it. And by the way, man, I want you to know, I certainly enjoy this podcast. I mean, I'm telling you, this is I don't care if we have one listener or a million listeners. This is definitely therapeutic for me. And those that do listen, I really appreciate you guys out there. I swear to you. And we're not stopping.
There's a solid crew there. Absolutely. I enjoy it too. I enjoy it. And even when I'm not, you know, where it's you and me, I enjoy just talking to the guests, listening to the guests, especially Martyr last week. And the whole Oregon thing was great. It really was really good. It was good.
You know, I didn't realize his mother, I found out yesterday, works over at a company and does the recruiting process. The same thing I'm getting into. I'm trying to get into recruiting. And I was with one of my coaches yesterday and says, I think it's Cece Martyr. Dang it. And I apologize, Jack, if I'm saying the wrong name about your mother. But she ran it. He said she is just nails. Just nails. She worked at GBG, Garcia Parra Baseball Group.
Oh, yeah.
Handled all the recruiting for the kids and said she's top. So I'm going to give her a holler after this and find out what does.
It's amazing. He literally has a baseball family. What's the dad do? Is he in baseball as well? Or I'm sure.
You know what? It's funny. Who cares? No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But it is a baseball family. It is a baseball family. You win together, you lose together, and you get rained out together. That's how simple that baseball is. So
do we know? You know, I need to do my investigation here. Is they're not quite ready for the Pac-12 tournament yet, right? They still have a few games to go.
Yeah, they got a weekend. Okay. That'll be in Arizona. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's fun to watch. Last year, we were there. Last year, or was it 2 years ago? No, it was 2 years ago. When UCLA won 27-26 on a walk-off by Tommy Barris, Notre Dame high school catcher. I mean, 27-26. I guess that's it's a fun park to play in. Not fun to coach in, but fun to play.
Four touchdowns. Yep. Nothing like four touchdowns during a baseball game. Absolutely.
You can look it up. So anyhow, we got high school playoffs up this week. And we'll keep this short. I know with Martyr the last two, Martyr was this was like a big letdown. Jack Martyr is one of the greatest. You're going to see him coach at the college level as a head coach for a lot of years to come. No question about it. I think you agree.
You know, the thing I would say about him is it feels like he works 23 hours a day. It doesn't look like, when I talked to him, it almost looked like he was in pain. He was loving baseball so much. Is that a thing?
I think it separates, not to step on your words. I think it separates the elite coaches and the good coaches.
Sure.
And I'll say good coach. When you talk about the kind of work ethic that he puts in, you know what that way too is John Savage at UCLA.
Okay.
John was a phenomenal assistant coach for a year. Everyone said John eventually will be this. He was at Santa Clara, then he was at SC, then he was at Irvine, I think, but Martyr's the same in that. And how do you not, if you're an assistant to a Jack Martyr, you better work your tail off.
You better work. Let me tell you what, if I played for him, he'd be a guy I could tell that I would run through a wall for. Just because I know he's got my back, he's passionate about the game, and he wants you to get better. It's just as simple as that. But anyway, I thought I'd say that. He was impressive. Absolutely.
Oh, he was. And on a personal note, I didn't realize he was a diabetic for the type one like myself.
That's right. You guys did talk about that. Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. So we may get into that eventually with a guest. It's good. All the young kids that have diabetes, type one or type two, but type one for sure. Hang in there, guys. You can grow up to look just like me. How about that, Rob? They get that. that's
You know, I don't think the Diabetic Association will be lobbying that particular marketing campaign, but I get it.
So true. So the high school season comes up. What I wanted to get into a little bit, and this will be right to it because we got playoffs starting on Friday, is what it takes. Oh, one more thing. Dolph Lundgren will be on our show within the next couple of weeks. The great Dolph.
I will kill you. I will break you. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all going to use.
Talk about the ultimate competitor. I know on and off screen, the guy competes. So that's going to be fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Very educated guy, too. Master's degree and you know, engineering degree and over big. And all we all relate him as is beating up. His name is Ivan Drago and beating these guys up. And I guess the guy's going to be brilliant on here. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And he's not, he's got a good set of hair on him, too. So he's going to make us both look really bad.
Yeah,
so,
if we can make his screen small and mine large, it'll give me some sort of stamp. I can look down.
I'll work on that right now. Okay, yeah, I got appreciate you. That. I got you. Appreciate that. That's cool. That's fun. Absolutely. Yeah.
So the point of this week, CIF baseball, the and every playoffs is important, but it's brackets and CIF. And the thought I was thinking is what it takes to win a CIF championship. From my 40 years of experience at the college and the high school level, I have seen the challenges that it is to win something. Forget about, first of all, you got to do, I know the one day at a time, win the first game. You got to win the first one before you win everyone. And I get that. And that's very important. But to advance in high school baseball, there are some objective, some things that are musts that you have to have. And the first thing is you got to have pitching.
Sure.
You know, and you got to have more than one. Because you play on Friday, then you come back on Tuesday, then you come back on Friday. And so you have to have more than one arm in there. And those that have multiple arms, like Corona, Harvard, Westlake,
Huntington Beach, they're there again this year, right?
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Jay Sarah, even Notre Dame High School that has multiple arms. Those teams always watch out for because, man, having one arm is great. But if you don't have more than that, then it's going to be very challenging to continue on throughout the final. Well,
let me ask you this. So you're 3 or 4 days apart. So you could probably go with a two-man rotation there?
You could.
And then bring your starters that normally start during the year out of the pen? Is that how that works?
Well said, yeah. I think only the Mission League plays three games a week. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday with the same. We only play each team three times. Everybody else plays two days a week.
Got it. Okay.
And so it is an advantage if you have the arms. It's easier for a Notre Dame to go into or Harvard or Westlake or Chaminade to go into the playoffs going just two a week as opposed to Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Now it's just Tuesday, Friday. So there's
I was looking at the Mission League stats on Max Preps. I mean, I don't know how accurate that is, but you guys have you at least have four guys, between 2 and 3 ERA. So you got the arms, it sounds like. Now, whether they show up for the playoffs is a different story, I guess, right?
Yeah, and some of the games we lost to Huntington Beach 1-0, lost to Chaminade 1-0, lost to Olu 3-0. The arms are definitely there. They are definitely there. And, you know, I can mention names, but the truth is Kugler and Sterling and Juju and Pajunas, and they're all there. So it'll keep us in games, but – so pitching's number one, but the second thing you need to is you need some timely hitting. Not all hitting, but you need timely hitting. And you need with the timely hitting underneath that is you need to execute you only get 21 outs in a 7-inning game. 21 outs. And in league, you can kind of rear back and throw the hands out there and let things happen. But when you only have 21 outs, you really have to make sure that the outs are productive if they can be, and also utilize hits in between those 21 outs. And so I'm going through not just hitting. You can score 3 runs in the first inning and still get beat. You got to have some timely hitting later on as well. He's got to execute bunts and execute offensive stuff because in the playoff, man, it's win or go home. It's win or go home, and so that's why every out is important on the defensive side. And every at-bat on the offensive side becomes extremely pressure-oriented because things can go.
Now, not to get into the weeds, I know one thing at batters that you worked with, even with 12- and 13-year-olds, is how to hit to the right side, move runners over. You know, how to bunt, obviously. You know, where to position. you know, if it's a if you're sacrificing bunny, or if you're it's a hit and run, things like that. I got to imagine at the high school level, are you still practicing that, or is that something you expect your boys to know? Are you still working on things like that?
Every day, we go. Anytime we go offensive stations, we do it every day. We got a bunting station. We have we got situational hitting during BP. Yeah, every single day, and because those are the biggest outs ever. Those are the game changers to be able to execute a bunt. In fact, when we beat Olu 2 years ago, we were up 3-0. They had a home run to tie it up in the seventh. Place is packed. We get bases loaded with. They got a guy who's throwing 90 something out there. We get bases loaded with one out. And we lay a drag bunt down to win the game.
Yeah, love that.
And that Brandon Gonzaga stud, Randy Thompson called it, and it was awesome. So that the bunting is important. In fact, you'll see if guys are going to watch, you'll see every bunt. You'll see a lot more bunts in high school baseball, especially in playoff time, because a lot of teams can't defend the bunt. They'll pick it up, they throw it away. Pitcher bobbles, and it's a game changer to be able to bunt, hit, run, move runners over. All that stuff is extremely important. Situational hitting.
What else are you doing different in the playoffs that you didn't do in your week to week mission league journey?
Well, that's the thing that I was going to get to here is it's hard to stay focused at this time of the year. You got graduation coming up. You got the end of the school coming up, and I put that down here. I think one of the top. And you kind of beat me to it, but to be able to practice with some focus in between games or before games, playoff games. For example, this Friday we play Torrance.
You guys just had your prom too, right? You just wrapped up a prom, Notre Dame prom.
Exactly.
Yeah,
prom
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you weren't. Were you there, Rob? I'm not sure.
I was not, but I saw the pictures. And then Sean Lott prom was there the year before or the week before. Yeah, the week before.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, because Rob, if you and I are there hanging out, probably not a great idea. I don't know. It's just a thought.
You probably better than I, because you're actually a staff member. Me, creepy.
The thought is though, yeah. So they had prom Saturday night. We come back on Monday, and they're still dragging from Monday. Still dragging. Then you got Tuesday. Now there's a lot of things at the end of school years. There's schedule changes. We got mass day, or we got finals coming up. There's a lot of changes in there, so. It's important for the coaches to keep their team as consistent as possible and keep practices consistent, because kids don't really – they're tired, man. End of the year, all the other kids on campus are looking forward to going away in the summertime or going away to college. The baseball program has to stay focused so that we can make a run to the playoff.
The best story I ever had, or the best time I ever had, and I'm moving to college here, but college is similar. You know, you're going through the regionals and all that during finals time. Right. My junior year, we went to the regionals and at Florida State. We had a whole week after school was out that we were in the dorms by ourselves. It was the best time ever. However, the stress leading up to that was ridiculous. And I can't imagine how that would be for a senior in high school. Absolutely.
No, you're 100%. And no one talks about that enough. You can still organize practices. Everything can be the same. But you got the mentality of the player has to stay focused in there a little bit. And all we're asking these guys to do, they don't want this. It's now hotter out there. It's a lot more. It's 80 and something degrees at Notre Dame's field on the turf. It's another 15 degrees hotter. It's hot. Everyone knows kind of what's going to happen. Who's going to be playing this week? Who's pitching on this week? Everyone's kind of knows. So it's important for all players to stay focused. Today, we're going to go live hitting. We're going to go live off live at bat. So our pitchers that aren't going to throw on the weekend have to come out there and throw. Like it's a live situation. The hardest thing in baseball to do is to simulate live so that you're prepared for a game. You can fungo all day long. You can hit situations off a fungo bat, double cuts, cuts and relays, double plays. But when you get in a live situation, that's when things get bad. We had a game when Hunter Green was our shortstop about 6-7 years ago, Lakeside against Lakewood High School. Down in Long Beach, we're up 6-1. Bases loaded in the fourth inning. Ground ball to Green. Green picks it, flips it to, tosses it to our second baseman, who I can't remember his name right now. Ball got by him. Three runs score. They end up losing the game 7-6 on an error. So in the next part is it's no costly errors. So right now it's got to have deep pitching. Deep pitching will keep you in there. The second thing is timely hitting and executional hitting, which is imperative. The third thing is no costly errors. Can you make an error in a game? You can, but it's the costly ones that you have to look out for. And right. you can't pick and choose which one's costly or not. You only recognize what a costly error is usually when the game's over, when you look back. When you look back, go, God damn, that out was key. You knew on that one that was costly, but you didn't think you're going to lose the damn thing all the way through. So that's where – that's the third part of winning a CIF. The four, you know, and then the one we were just talking about, the fourth one is just a being able to stay focused and practice time, man. It's get the guys motivated. Stay motivated. This is why we've been going since last August and September and October. Now we're here in May, and these guys, it's not like they're kind of worn out, man. They're beat up. You know?
And more prone to mental mistakes, which is a killer in baseball. And
100%.
And just not being focused. Yeah, you're 100%. Right. Yeah. So and, these kids, that, and most of these kids are already committed to college, too, right? They know where they're
exactly
going.
Right. So I mean, seriously, you got Petrocelli going to Stanford. You got Raynard at Harvard-Westlake going to probably sign a professional contract. You got the Marzin kid going to Wake Forest or sign a professional contract. I mean, it's hard. But I think there's still enough left. They all still – everybody loves to compete. And the playoffs are great. And you have the one thing on there that they're ready for is that CIF championship. But CIF Division One baseball is without a doubt the toughest. Without a doubt the toughest. And it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Corona's awfully good. I think Corona it was one, and Harvard-Westlake is two. Those two teams are really strong. Then you got Huntington Beach in there, and you got Jay Sarah in there, and you got some strong teams. That are
well, how about this Torrance team you guys are playing on Friday? What's the
game? So they are a scrappy. Go get it. Go after it. They're going to be a very uncomfortable team to play. And so we have to make sure that defensively we can handle all bunts. And the crowd's going to be honest. Everybody wants to beat Notre Dame. Everybody wants to beat Notre Dame.
Sure.
You know, and especially during playoff time, everybody wants to beat everybody. But we'll be down there and it'll be – they got a guy throwing it to 88, 92, got most of their innings. So you know on stats who you're going to face. There's a little – but – and all you can do is call the coaches, maybe see what they got, what they don't have. But the truth is, on that day, on that moment at 3:15 on a Friday, we'll see who shows up and who doesn't show up. And usually the better team wins. Always the better team wins.
Well, we wish you luck, Coach. Absolutely. Thanks, good luck in that. Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that. And finally, we're gonna continue this podcast. I want people to know we're gonna continue this thing. We may shorten it up a little bit at times, 15 minutes segments, 20 minutes, just quick check-ins and have a topic. And get after it right away and then get out. But they will also keep bringing in big time speakers like guests like Dolph Lundgren and guys that want to be on. The way we're getting our guests is they're calling us.
Right.
They're saying,
right.
Hey man, I've heard about your podcast. I've listened to your podcast. All my guys are loving it. How do I get on your podcast? And man, we'll take any and all if they want to come in.
Viral is how it starts. And you're going to see some different things too, I think. So, and I'll just put it out there too. You're going to see some clips from the show. You know, we're going to journey out in the TikTok world. We're going to journey out on Instagram, of course, Facebook, and just really put the show and its entertaining value, because it has a lot of entertaining value, but there's also some lessons to be learned. Like this week, I learned something about CIF playoffs, but there's always some fun stuff like Jack Martyr last week. So I can't wait for Dolph Lundgren next week. And I can't wait to get things going again.
Yeah, I like it. I want to let the reach out to your people that Denny's not going anywhere. Rob and Denny aren't going anywhere. We're just not, because you know what? I enjoy this. I need this. It's therapeutic to me to talk to you. And it's a therapeutic that the information we give out there is important. And I'll be an officiant at a wedding coming up in May 18th in Lake Tahoe. I'll be up there. We may go live from Lake Tahoe for the wedding. Who knows? The great Brittany Barrett is getting married to Big Mac, her fiance. But this summer, I'll be in Cary, North Carolina for the USA's coaching. I'll be in Georgia again. The
summer tour is back. Awesome.
The summer tour is back. So we'll be all over the place out there and take it.
You can call us the Rocky of podcasts. And that's a Dolph Lundgren analogy there. As we are, we might be beat up, but we're not going anywhere because we love to do it.
100%, man. 100%. Great, Rocky. Right. I'm good. We'll talk. I'll talk to you. We'll see how we did on next Tuesday. I pick Notre Dame High School to win the CIF Championship Division One. I don't know if that's biased, but I picked.
Well, how convenient of you. That's very nice of you to pick that. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
It's all good. Here's
what I'd love to see, and this would be the final word. Harvard-Westlake, Notre Dame in the final. Can that happen?
It can. As long as Marzin misses the bus to get there, and so does Raynor twist an ankle. Or just for a day.
I'll work on that.
If what's the Tonya Harding? If you can Tonya Harding, some of those guys, that's
there's always thing. Somebody out there who wants to make a couple extra dollars, Denny.
So
all right, I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Rob, thanks, man. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Hi, this is Denny Barrett, founder and head coach at Batters, which stands for Baseball Advanced Training and Recruiting Services. Batters is a full-service baseball school that is dedicated to building complete student athletes. We provide the best instruction at top facilities in order to mentally and physically prepare our players for success at the high school level and beyond. Click on BattersSoCal.com. That's B-A-T-R-S, SoCal.com for details and sign up today. In addition, we also hold open tryouts for top local players who are interested in joining a Batters team. Our travel ball teams typically practice 2 times per week and play doubleheaders every other Sunday, in addition to entering local tournaments or out-of-state tournaments on off weekends 2 or 3 times per season. If you have a player or team who is interested in joining Batters, please email me at battersocal@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.